This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that we don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, good Friday morning to you. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That is Kim St. Ange, Ethan Bright in studio. And we will get to Susan Thomas in here in just a few minutes once we get her out of bed. And she'll check on the traffic for you. I'm just kidding. I'm sure she's up already. It's a little chilly out there this morning. I had to put the hoodie on before I ran out the door when I realized that it was like 46 degrees outside or something like that. That was a little bit of a shock to the system, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely chilly, but it sounds like it'll be really nice.
Yeah, it should be a beautiful day.
Before more rain comes.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoy, just what we all want.
Enjoy your Friday for sure, because the weekend may not be as nice as we would like. Like, for example, if you were going camping or something, right, Ethan? You have any idea what the weather is down there?
I heard raining all weekend, so that's what I'm expecting.
Where are you going?
Down to Branson. Old 86.
Okay.
I know some pools, at least in the St. Charles County area. You know, they typically would open on Memorial Day weekend as the official, well, the unofficial kickoff to summer. And sadly, many of them I've seen have delayed.
Are they really delaying it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, it's supposed to rain. I don't even think it's supposed to be that warm. It's not really the grand opening for the season that most of these pools would want.
Well, I mean, here's the thing that I've discovered with a lot of them. It's just, at least coming out of COVID, they've struggled to staff the pools anyway. So if you're paying somebody to sit down there and there's nobody there, I mean, I guess that's one of the expenses you have to eat along with it. Anyway, following a couple of big stories this morning, and number one, this plane crash out in California. What a horrible story. These people flew all the way from New Jersey, made it all the way back to San Diego, and crashed 2 miles from the airport in fog. It sounds like at least 6 people are dead from the airplane. Nobody on the ground, from what we can tell. And some music industry folks were on board. At least the founder of a talent company, it sounds like. We don't know who the other the names of all the victims on board are at this point. But we'll follow that story for you throughout the course of the morning. And then, of course, the reaction and the fallout from the big, beautiful bill, including a whole lot of belly aching going on about, it's gonna keep poor people from getting health care. This is the big strategy lie of the left. The more people we can hook on the public dole, the minute anybody tries to cut any of that funding, we can run to the media and claim that old people are starving or poor people aren't getting health care. You have to what we're going to do for you here this morning is remind you just to some extent what's gone on in this country, particularly in the state of Missouri, and I'm sure probably across the river in the state of Illinois, about the fact that that we expanded Medicaid spending when we were rich and fat and happy on the federal dollar, with the warning that if the federal dollars ever get cut, Missouri taxpayers or Illinois taxpayers are going to be on the hook because those programs aren't just going to go away. And now that's exactly what's happening, and we're having to listen to people bellyache about it. And I'm just – I don't have a lot – my empathy runs dry there at some point. So we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning. Got into it with a few people on social media about that yesterday. I'm like,
you never do that,
this
Mark.
Is your fault. I don't want to hear you bellyaching about it. Now, I warned you about this 5 years ago when you were passing this stupid constitutional amendment. Here we go again, expanding Medicaid because it made us feel good. I'm like, they're federal dollars. 80% of that is federal money. What happens when it dries up someday? What happens? And that, fortunately, I mean, I was kind of hoping it would dry up because it's going to save us a bunch of money, taxpayer money. And they don't care. You just should care about the poor people who won't get, who are laying around, who might have to work now in order to get their benefits. Boo-hoo. I'm sorry. I haven't missed very many days of work since about, oh, I don't know, let me count the 1979 or 80. So it's been a few years. If I can work, most of them can work. A lot of them can work. So we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning, too. Oh, sorry, I'm getting on a soapbox already. Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Three clear goals. Restore the warrior ethos. Rebuild the military. Reestablish deterrence. None of this woke DEI, CRT, gender pronoun, green new scam stuff. That's all out. Ideology is out.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary of Defense. Pete Hegseth there, kind of spelling it out. And boy, isn't that refreshing to hear? Thank goodness. A little common sense back in the military.
The president and the attorney general have both indicated that, you know, in cases where the death penalty is warranted and seems appropriate, we will use it. It's far too early to say whether that is the case, but this is a death penalty eligible case.
Yeah. Jeanine Pirro talking about the murderer of two Israeli embassy staffers outside of that event in Washington, D.C. They've got the guy. They know why he did it. And I hope he faces the chair.
96% of all the stories that mainstream media prints about Elon are negative. 96%.
Yep. Joe Rogan, Aaron Rodgers there together on a Rogan podcast, the football, the NFL star, talking about a whole bunch of stuff, including the number of deaths now that they've revised those VAERS reports on the mRNA vaccine.
Missouri's lawmakers from both parties have spoken out against cuts. Just last week, Senator Josh Hawley went on record saying he wants to protect Medicaid for working families. And earlier this year, he said he won't vote for anything that cuts Medicaid.
Yeah. That was the story that they did. I wish I had known this yesterday morning when we had Holly on, because I would have asked him about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I like Josh Hawley. I agree with him on just about everything. When it comes to this issue, my question would be, who?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What part of saving money is the problem here? All this does is impose work requirements on able-bodied human beings who could work to get some of the free benefit they're getting from the federal government, or it's waste and fraud that's being cut out of Medicaid, which needed to happen a long time ago. But people get used to suckling on the taxpayers' teat until they have sore chapped nipples, and they don't want to stop once they start. And if you take a piglet off of that teat, they start squealing. And that's exactly what we're starting to see here.
I have no problem with forcing people, able-bodied people, to go get a job. I think that's probably part of the biggest issue we've seen. I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years, but we really saw it exacerbated after COVID because a lot of these restaurants couldn't find people. And they were telling, when I would ask, you know, what's going on here? They would say people aren't showing up to work. And I think when you are on federal benefits, it's easy to say, oh, I'm making every effort I can to find a job. And even the food stamps, people are all wound up about the fact that they want to try to clamp down on what you can buy using food stamps. They don't want you buying junk food. But there's this mindset of, even though I'm receiving some sort of assistance, I should be able to do whatever I want. It's my way.
It's all part of the strategy. We've fallen into the trap too many times over the years. That's why federal government programs never get smaller. Because once you start giving somebody something, taking it away, they're going to squeal about it. This never should have been expanded in the first place. Here's part of the post I responded to yesterday. I'm not going to say who posted it because you'd probably recognize the name. Missouri passed a constitutional amendment to expand Medicaid in 2020. The current Republican budget guts federal Medicaid spending. Missouri now has 1.2 million people out of 6 million in the state. So Missouri would be financially liable for the cost if the federal government guts this. Senator Hawley is speaking out against Medicaid cuts, most likely because he knows if Missouri's on the hook for these, a host of tax breaks passed on the state level can't happen. Where will Missouri get the money? And, of course, every leftist on here is chiming in. It's a really good question. I hope the big, beautiful bill gets stopped in the Senate. And I pointed out to this bunch of morons, this is exactly the problem with these constitutional, dishonest constitutional amendments pushed by by powers outside of the state of Missouri who spend millions of dollars to lie to people and lead them to believe they're doing something good by expanding Medicaid back in 2020. And when all of that debate was happening, had you been listening to this show and other shows with just a slightest bit of common sense, there are a few others out there with the slightest bit of common sense, you would have heard us saying, wait a minute, slow your roll. This is an Obamacare effort. Obamacare largely worked because you didn't. Obamacare only works if you don't, because you have to be subsidized for it. And one way they added all those people onto the public dole getting health care was by expanding Medicaid, which means lowering the threshold to qualify for benefits, right? And all of a sudden, you've got all these extra people on basically a socialized medicine, which is what it is. And then when you start to try to take them off and they're not getting the social, of course, they're going to scream about it. Mm-hmm. They should never have been put on it to begin with. These are able-bodied human beings that are capable of working, but they're low income. Let them go get a job and help to pay for some of this stuff. Why should the taxpayer be on the hook for any of this? And this is another reason to argue for IP reform, so that populist arguments like this can't tug at people's heartstrings with fake commercials they spend millions on to run on TV and convince people we need to expand Medicaid. Well, now it's in the Constitution, and there's not a dang thing any of us can do about it as taxpayers in Missouri. So when the federal government funding gets cut, which I pray it does, guess what? Your taxes are going up. My taxes are going up, all because of these idiots who came in here and spent hundreds of millions of dollars all those years ago to convince us we needed to expand Medicaid in Missouri. It was a bad idea to begin with. These are the chickens coming home to roost. And we should never have expanded it to start. All right. I'm done with my soapbox. Ethan, who's got our national anthem this morning?
Today we're going to go with Ricochet.
All right, let's hit it. You have got to be kidding me. That was my reaction yesterday to the story about the city emergency management agency. Yesterday morning on this very show, Kim St. Ange will correct me if I'm wrong, we pointed out that the one thing we didn't know the answer to was what kind of workshop were the SEMA employees all attending, probably mandatory workshop they were forced to attend on a week ago Friday before that storm hit. Because you're thinking to yourself, well, I mean, maybe, just maybe, they were attending a workshop that probably focused on improving your reaction time if there's a tornado, because I'd be all on board with that. I think that would be a great thing if the emergency management people were focused on something like that. You know, Sarah Russell spoke with confidence that they were just down the street in the 1500 Market building talking to at a workshop. Listen.
In the emergency management office on Friday at all, or
no?
No. Okay.
Our full staff was working on Friday.
Okay. Were they in the office?
We were in the 1520 Market Street building for at the time of the storm. We were conducting a workshop with other partners, but we were working the storm in that capacity.
Yeah,
can you tell us when the full report?
We were working with our other partners, but in that same capacity, we were working on the storm. You know where they were? They were at a workshop on climate change. Climate change will continue to create new uncertainties and pose disruptions. And the workshop was held to help participants, quote, learn and develop skills to increase agility and collaboration in city functions so that employees can respond nimbly and effectively, end quote. Unless, of course, there's an actual tornado. This is what your tax dollars in the city of St. Louis go to support. No doubt, I have to assume these workshops don't take place without the stamp of approval of the director of the city emergency management agency, who's now been placed on paid administrative leave. So she's sitting at home drawing her $100,000 a year salary, waiting to for them to officially fire her, because that's what's going to happen.
Well, also, would our tax dollars not have funded this workshop for them to all attend?
Well,
I don't know how many staffers had to attend, but surely it was a lot.
These people flew in from Washington, D.C. They're part of an NGO called the Air Collaborative in Washington, D.C. The workshop would deal with the nonprofit's Air Shift program, which is detailed on the company's website, designed to help people discover new ways to think about the power of creativity and to challenge your mental models about art, business, community, and money. And it uses a hands-on collaboration, design thinking, and business planning to grow creative communities and economies.
I joked that what they were probably doing was trust falls, and it's not too far off
from that. It is not very far off from that at all. I'm on the website reading about this a bunch of nut jobs in D.C. Air, it's how we thrive. At its core, Air Collaborative is an empowering ecosystem. Do you get stoned and then dream up these descriptions? That's what I'd like to know. It's an empowering ecosystem that provides creatives, businesses, and communities with the tools, the resources, and the support to realize their potential. Diverse community members can learn from each other, support each other, and put both creative vision and business know-how to work. Just pay us money, and we'll come and BS you for 2 hours. That's what it was. That's what you were paying for while the city was being destroyed. We'll be back with Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim.
Well, did you hear the power move that the Trump administration took yesterday after Homeland Security's announcing that Harvard University is no longer able to enroll international students? But they took it one step beyond that. They said not only can you not enroll international students, any current international students need to transfer to other schools or they would lose their legal status.
Wow.
I'm actually surprised that they can. This was Noam. In fact, yeah. I want to play a clip. Noam was talking about this on Fox yesterday, because I mean, this Harvard's not alone in the way they've been acting, and just the rampant anti-Semitism. Columbia University, it's been awful just this week. That's been an ongoing issue. So listen to her talking about this whole situation.
We are absolutely, this should be a warning to every other university to get your act together. Get your act together, because we are coming to make sure that these programs, that you are facilitating an environment where students can learn, where they're safe, and that they're not discriminated against based on their race or their religion. Anti-Semitism will not be stood for, and any participation with a country or an entity or a terrorist group that hates America and perpetuates this kind of violence, we will stop it, and we will not allow that to happen, especially in places where our kids need to grow up and really learn what this country is about, what the world is about, and what it means to promote freedom and liberty.
I'm not surprised that the Trump administration could and has threatened to pull federal funding, because schools, including Harvard, are receiving quite a bit in federal funding, but I am a little surprised.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely.
endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That they have the ability to tell a private university like Harvard that they can't enroll international students.
Well, I mean, I think it's a matter of
I guess legal
the fact that
status.
The federal government controls visas, and they can determine if someone applies for a visa, a student visa, they have to say what school they're going to.
So
it's probably just another way to apply pressure specifically to Harvard. So my guess is if you applied for a student visa and you're going to Yale or Columbia, it kind of puts you on notice that I could be next.
Why not
do this at Columbia? I think maybe they will. I mean, I think they're trying to make an example out of Harvard. Mm-hmm. Harvard has blank you money in their endowment. So far they've been able to stave off what Donald Trump, the point he's trying to make to them. I don't know how long effectively they can do that. And I think eventually they're going to have to accept the fact that you cannot tolerate anti-Semitism on your campus any more than you would tolerate racism on your campus. There's no difference. There's no light between those two. Mm-hmm. And I'm having to listen to an insane conversation on CNN last night where Abby Phillips, the host over there, if I didn't misunderstand her, so the argument they were trying to make is that, you know, the one girl who was African-American said, when I went to college at Michigan State, she said, that's the first time in my life anybody had ever used the N-word on me. And nobody went in and stripped them of their ability to have students. You know, this country's been dealing with racism for a long time. We have very strict anti-discrimination laws. We see that all the time. Trying to connect that to this issue of anti-Semitism, where people are being gunned down mm-hmm. just because of their religious beliefs, is a little bit of a stretch. It's a huge stretch. So I have to listen to Abby Phillips from CNN last night make this comparison. And you tell me what this sounds like to you. Here you go.
You know, there are protests, and then there is anti-Semitism. And I do think it's fair to say that those two things do not have to be and should not be the same thing.
There are good people on both sides. Have you ever heard somebody say that before?
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
Well, a lot of people. But
Donald Trump, after what happened in Charlottesville. And the left in this country raked him across the coals for saying that. That how dare you suggest that there was anybody there protesting that day, the tearing down of a Confederate-related statue, that anybody on that side had any good in them at all. I mean, that was their argument at the time. And yet now they use the argument, well, not everybody who's protesting the war in Gaza is an anti-Semite. Well, their actions have directly led to things like we saw in Washington, D.C. yesterday. So I'm happy to see the federal government using some of its leverage to make these universities acknowledge that and recognize that they can't. Jewish kids should not have to cower or hide when they walk across their own campus mm-hmm. where they or their parents are paying tuition.
Right.
And these universities absolutely have looked the other way.
Going back to the comment about all these people who are protesting in favor of Gaza, which essentially is Hamas, the terrorist group, that they're not all anti-Semites. The only thing that I could say that actually would make that statement true would be that we've seen these college students who were interviewed when they're taking part in these protests, and they say, hey, you know, why are you here? What brings you to this university? And they clearly don't know. They don't even realize why they're there. There's just this drive, I've noticed, among many of the younger students, so college-age students in particular, where people feel like, I have to be all about social justice. And they're just looking for some cause they can get behind because it makes them feel good. Like they're making a difference in this world. Wow, I'm standing up for rights and social blah, blah, blah. I'm tired of that. So they're absolutely part of the problem, but I don't know if they themselves would be anti-Semites because they don't even know why they're there. They're just there because everybody else went there and told them, hey, you should join us.
And when questioned, most of them can't answer that question.
They can't answer a lot of questions.
Right.
Then they're you know, holding signs up and they don't even know what the word means. It's plastered all over their sign. Now, as far as Harvard goes, it'll be interesting to see what kind of an impact this has because With the Trump administration talking about pulling federal funding, withholding it from Harvard, because like you said, they have such a big endowment, I don't know if that's going to be enough. This probably will. According to university records, international students make up about 27% of the university's population.
Of Harvard.
Yes, of Harvard. That's massive.
So
that should be enough to make Harvard, you know, do something at least.
So one of the two or three most high-profile colleges in the United States, 30% of its student population is foreign. Why? Why do they feel the need to do?
They're willing to pay an exorbitant amount for tuition. They can afford it, and they're crazy smart.
It's got to be driven by greed on the part of the university, just like you just said. If I hear that the University of Missouri, that because I know this is true at schools like Alabama, because I just visited there with my daughter, if I hear that 40% of their population, their student population, is out of state, and I think it's that high or higher at Alabama, it makes me think, if I was a taxpayer of Alabama and this is a state-supported school, why in the hell are they giving 40% of the slots to people from out of state? Well, it's because they're paying $40,000 a year mm-hmm. to go there, and in-state students pay $25,000.
Right.
So that's exactly why they're trying to do that. I don't know. I mean, first of all, that's ridiculous.
Will this be enough? And will this be expanded to other universities like Columbia?
It could be. Because Columbia has to look at that.
Oh, it's been bad at Columbia. Even this week, they had a graduation ceremony, and there's videos on social media I've seen where these students are burning their diplomas, and it's just ridiculous. And it really does make people feel like it's okay that they can justify the violence like we saw play out in Washington, D.C. Like, oh, well, they deserve it. That guy, the guy who's accused of gunning down these two people, these Israeli diplomats, he was a crazy liberal BLM. He had a little manifesto that talked about, you know, basically being pro-Gaza and, you know, I hate Israel type stuff. So this is the mindset of a lot of these people. And I think the more and more that these students are able to see these people protesting on college universities, the more normalized it becomes. And then again, they can somehow justify in their head, well, it makes sense that I would do this because they're the real problem. They're the ones who are hurting all these Palestinians.
Well, they are justifying the violence in many cases. And a lot of the ringleaders, and I think that's the point here, are foreign exchange students who happen to be here from Arab countries or Muslim countries or
China,
somewhere like that, that are leading a lot of these protests. And you've got a few, you know, go along to get along, knuckleheaded American students who happen to be there who are rich and mom and dad are paying the bills and they got nothing better to do. So they go out and they protest these things. They have no idea what they're even protesting. Mm-hmm. And you have the right to go out and speak your mind in this country until it leads to violence. I just think that the point has got to be made. Everybody in this country watched the congressional hearings where these college professors refused to condemn anti-Semitic protests on their campuses.
Yep.
We're not making this up. Nobody in the White House is making up the fact that Harvard and Yale and Columbia and these other college professors, leaders, refuse to condemn or acknowledge that this is a problem.
Well, it's like Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who, when yes. she was asked about her response to the awful tragedy out of Washington, D.C., she wouldn't even say, hey, it's so, so sad, prayers for the family. She basically just kept on walking and said, oh, I have to go right now.
Because you're likely to hear her also say, from the river to the sea.
100%.
That's exactly
to Rocky's point yes. on Facebook, one of her listeners, she's saying it's the lack of action by those in charge. And that's basically what you said. It's the fact that a lot of these higher up people, these you know, presidents of these universities, these professors, they won't condemn it, in part because they agree with it. And we've seen some of that with those professors. Remember where it came out? I think it was Harvard, where they were totally on board with these crazy anti-Semitic protests on campus.
Of course. Yeah, they absolutely were. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, a little bit of news about the mRNA vaccine, the COVID vaccine. Now, not all of them were in our mRNA vaccines, but certainly the Pfizer one was. And I heard more interesting information yesterday on some of the side effects that were either ignored or intentionally underreported in the system. We're going to get to that when we come back. Stay tuned.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Yes, indeed. And never has that statement been more true than, I believe, the information we were given in this country about vaccines, the mRNA vaccine specifically, and the side effects of it. It was, without a doubt, one of the greatest cover-ups that we've had in the history of the United States. And I don't, the mainstream media, just like in the reporting of the Joe Biden slide into dementia, they were just as willing a participant in that than they as they are in this. And that's discouraging, because if you don't have somebody out there fighting to find out the truth without being labeled as spreading disinformation and banned from YouTube because they mentioned ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine one too many times and got three strikes like me, where do you go to get any alternative point of view from these mainstream media reporters? You don't have an option. And then they'll accuse you of being some sort of a conspiracy theorist, which generally means you're probably just going to take a little longer to prove that you're right. So we suspected it. We knew about the myocarditis. We knew about some of the other side effects. But let me read you a headline from the University of Missouri Healthcare Department. August 27th of 2021. August 27th, 2021. From the University of Missouri Healthcare Department. Scary reports of deaths following the COVID-19 vaccination aren't what they seem. That's interesting. Because this story was posted in 2022. Still trying to defend the sharp increase in the VAERS. That's the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. And remember the original complaint about the VAERS system, Kim?
Well, it's voluntary.
Thank you.
You're not mandated. If you are a doctor and you suspect adverse reactions,
you're not required to report it. But slowly people started reporting to it, and more numbers came in on exactly what they were seeing as a result of this. And, I've listened to this Joe Rogan podcast yesterday. With Aaron Rodgers, the NFL quarterback, And they were talking about a variety of different issues. At one point, they were talking about the negative coverage of Elon Musk and the media coverage. And then they got into this issue about the VAERS deaths and how they have gone back and revised those numbers 4 years in hindsight. Listen to this conversation.
Sent Jamie this study, VAERS adjusted data and other derived from the MIT Florida Department of Health study findings that yield a conservative range of 470,000 to 600,000 American deaths from the COVID-19 mRNA shots.
That's it?
Just that alone. That's a lot of people, man. More than World War I, World War II, and Vietnam combined. If that's true. It indicates Pfizer, this is Pfizer alone, so this is not even Moderna. Oh, okay. Pfizer alone likely killed over 470,000 Americans. They found a 36% increase in all-cause mortality among Pfizer recipients versus Moderna.
Yeah, but they saved millions.
Yeah, I keep hearing that.
Yeah.
Who was he interviewing?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers was obviously being sarcastic.
He was
because
being sarcastic.
He's very opposed to this.
Right.
It's just wild to think about how much hate I got, how much hate I got at the time for not getting the shot. And, you know, people saying, well, she deserved to get fired from KMOV and all this stuff. You know how glad I am that I didn't get that shot, especially as someone who knew that I was wanting to get married and grow my family? I mean, it's crazy.
Nobody who didn't get the shot is sad about it. If you're one of those with clean blood, you're very happy about that. There's no doubt about it. I will project here that it will grow to be one of the biggest cover-ups we've had in this country. And for what? How will they defend this going forward? Was it we had to give people the hope that we had a vaccine for this? Or is there going to be a little bit of truth in there and say we didn't know then what we know now? You can't go back in hindsight and claim. But there were people warning you about it then. And you blew them off, or you wanted to appoint a disinformation czar who would shut them down on social media or get them fired from their jobs if they dared to report on something like that. Remember the look when it came to ivermectin, despite dramatic evidence down in Jefferson County of how well it worked in a nursing home, none of the local media would cover that story.
It was horse-based.
Because they were pressured not to. All right, we're going to be back with more right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.